All right. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Doc Who Pod. I'm Josh. Joined with me, as always, is my co-host, Jack Phillips.
Hello there.
And the second co-host, Bradley Fuller, just went on mute as I introduced him.
Oh, did I? Hello, can you hear me?
There, he's back.
Yeah.
I need to stop looking at the screen. I can see every time you mute yourself to eat an onion ring. So, JP, we're going to probably exclude you for the next sort of 5 minutes or so, because we are going to talk about the season one finale.
That's all right.
I hate calling it season one. Series 15.
I know, it's quite upset. Isn't it season 14?
No, 15, I think. Isn't it?
I've absolutely no idea. What did you think, Brad?
I don't know. We didn't do an episode on part one, did we? No.
No.
So this is the first time we've discussed it at all.
Yeah.
I'd say part one and part two are absolute polar opposites. First one, absolutely class. Second one, just so far off the pace. It just wasn't good enough. For a season finale.
Yeah, I remember leaving episode one fully hyped. I think I mentioned on our podcast that it addressed everything. It hadn't answered it, but it like raised up all the questions and everything again. And then, yeah, just totally, totally dropped the ball in the second part. I have got some notes, if you'll permit me.
Yeah, yeah, go for it. I haven't got any notes, but I've watched
obviously
it. I think I've watched both parts twice, so I have it was quite a while, a couple of weeks ago now, but yeah, pretty good memory of it, I think.
Interesting. I haven't actually gone back to them yet. Anyway, firstly, where did Mel get the second helmet from? Because she only has the one helmet. She pulls one helmet out and then they're both wearing one.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Lovely little plot hole.
The scene where Kate and everybody dies, right? Why has it got a weird green tint over all of it?
I didn't notice that, to be fair.
Yeah, it was really, really weird.
I kind of thought you were going to actually talk about the plot, but you've just picked up really random, stupid points of the episode.
No. These are just notes that jump to mind. Right, the memory TARDIS is sick, right? Do we agree on that?
Yeah. What's your favourite thing that you saw in there?
Oh, that's a good question. Do you know, I was really sad. I watched, I think it's called like Who Culture or something. They did a breakdown of like 80 Easter eggs in the memory TARDIS. What was the
80.
Coolest thing in there?
I saw something similar, but it was only like a few highlights of things. And one of them I was buzzing with. I think it was quite sick to have in there, to be fair.
Got to say, I actually really like the Jodie's TARDIS fireplace thing.
Yeah, that does actually fit in well as an actual fireplace, to be fair.
It does, didn't it? It looks quite sick. God, what was your favourite?
I did like that. I just love the fact that they put the missing Rose Tyler poster in there.
Oh, yeah. I did see that.
How sick's
that? That
from all the way back then?
Apparently, you know the book that the girl writes at the end of The Family of Blood and, you know, like
when he goes and gets it signed.
Yeah, is that the end of that episode or is that the end of the finale? I think that's the end of the finale, isn't it? Yeah.
That's actually not the end of the finale. It's the end finale.
Yeah. I think when he's doing his rounds.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, memory TARDIS is sick. Glad we agreed. Doesn't make any sense because it's Ruby's memory of the TARDIS. So why is all this shit in there?
Yeah, no, I do agree. Yeah. Is it specifically Ruby's memory or is it just...
Yeah,
because
it's in her.
TARDIS,
no, because it's in her time window, and it's on Ruby Road, and it's the VHS camera, and all of it. It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Right, there's someone else, another unit person, takes Ruby down. Is in that time window when the Doctor and Mel then comes back, and the Doctor said, "Get out of the time window." He's presumably just sent her to die from the dust, then, right?
Yeah, I presume so.
Interesting. Right. So the dust cloud comes, kills everybody. The Doctor, Ruby, and Mel escape into space. Why didn't the first episode end there? That's a sick cliffhanger.
I've seen a lot of people have said that. I mean, part one was unreal. Like, it was class. I loved it. But the only thing that could have made it better was for it to have ended as like Kate disappears in the dust. That would have been class.
Do you think it's because they knew this episode is so shit without this? If this episode didn't have that bit.
I don't think that's true. I think they genuinely think this episode's a good episode, you know?
They can't. Surely they
They
can't.
can't think it's good. You can't watch that as a season finale and say, yeah, that's good. We'll whack that out. We'll make people pay 20 quid to go to the cinema and watch this.
I have to say,
Like,
even knowing how shit it was, I would have paid to go to the cinema to see this. If that ever comes up
if
again,
I
I
was
will
home,
probably
yeah, and
fly out
had
to the
someone to go
UK
with,
to
I
see
probably
it.
would have. Yeah.
What else have I got? Right. So
But it
then,
was
after he
awful.
screams into space, it then cuts to that weird desert planet and the spoon scene.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that scene.
What a fucking waste of 5 minutes.
I started to watch, saying that I don't think I have watched the finale twice. I think I started to watch the commentary thing where Russell watches it with
Oh,
people.
yeah.
He watches it with Bonnie Langford and the director woman. I don't know who she is.
The director
And
woman.
they're all like, oh, I love this scene. It's so good. This is such a good scene. It's so great. I just thought, it's terrible. He's just talking to a random woman and getting a spoon. What's the point?
It's awful. And then he says that, like, metal has become this rare commodity. And then the TARDIS spits out a metal whistle at the end of it. Like, what the fuck? Oh, it was so
Oh, I don't know.
upsetting. And then loads of nonsense happens. I've got at the end, why is Lenny Rush just eating pizza and not saying anything? I
Oh
just
no!
thought
Well,
that.
that's something that frustrated the most. I sent you that thing, didn't I, of how Russell T. Davies has changed the sonic screwdriver to look like a mouse and look
Yeah.
absolutely shocking because he's too scared of it to look like a gun. Then he's got Lenny Rush sitting on his thing, shooting out of that. What are you doing, kid?
I did quite like
Have you?
that. That was quite funny.
Yeah,
He's
but have you
13,
seen
isn't he?
everyone's comments as well? Is he 13? No, he's got to be 15.
He's
A lot of people have
13,
said
I'm
as well.
sure.
Do you see? No, do you see Rose in the background where she's just like tapping away at the
Playing Minecraft, I
BBC
think, are the
Bytes
memes
sizing
I've
or
seen.
something?
Yeah.
Oh no, BBC Bytes does.
Fuck's sake.
Chucky, what's
Okay.
she doing?
Apparently she's controlling the lasers, but I don't know if that's true. So,
Okay.
right, listen. If you said to me the doctor defeats this giant dog by taking it for a walk, I kind of like that idea. You're putting a leash on it, you're taking it for a walk. It's just a dog.
Do you?
But he's supposed to be the greatest villain the doctor's ever seen. It's such a
The literal
bullshit
god of death.
ending. It's such a
Yeah.
bullshit ending because, like, Ruby just puts a leash around him. I don't understand. How's that happened?
Yeah, I gotta admit, I mean, I sort of re-watched the clip, I think. The whole whistle thing annoyed me, the fact that he's like just blowing a whistle.
And
But
the
then when you
TARDIS
do
is
realise that he's
shooting out a
blowing the
beam
whistle
and
to
stuff.
to do the whistle. And I did kind of start to like it a bit more, but the whole fact of blowing a whistle and then attaching him to a lead and taking him on a ride through the time vortex is just a bit shit, really, isn't it?
Stupid, absolutely stupid. You watched this ahead of me and you were like, oh my God, the CGI in this finale is amazing. And I was like, no way, we're going to get like Sutekh devouring the world or some shit like that. And fair play to you, the vortex bit was class, but we
It's the
see
best we've
the.
ever had of like actually
But
seeing the
we.
TARDIS flying through the vortex and stuff.
I don't know, man. We always see the TARDIS flying through the vortex. I've never had an issue with it before.
No, it was also the fact of when like Sutekh's like clawing at it and it sort of like tears away. And I'll tell you what, that really brought the Disney out in Doctor Who because that was exactly like Spider-Man No Way Home when
Oh
they start to
yeah, it was a
break
bit,
through, I
wasn't
think,
it?
and the sky goes apart. It was
Yeah, yeah,
identical for me. It was like they
yeah.
copy
Yeah,
and
I'll give you
pasted
that. Right, Ruby's
it.
mum. I like the idea that we create importance from the value that we put on a thing or on a person. That's a great
Yeah, I get
concept.
that.
But
Yeah.
why couldn't a literal god see who this woman was? It does not make
Yeah.
any sense.
Yeah, and why was there so much emphasis on it being someone mysterious? Like,
Oh,
it was
it's
just
so
too
annoying,
much. Like, a
man.
little bit would have been fine, but too much. And part of me does, I don't know if this is just my slight bit of hope carrying this, but part of me thinks it will come back to it and she'll be a bigger character than we think. Because Ruby's not gone, she will come back.
So I
But
have a
it's got to
theory
be
on
more,
this.
isn't it?
I have a theory on this. We didn't
Go
see her
on.
dad, right?
Yeah, I've some heard someone say who they think her dad is, but I can't remember
Well, her dad is apparently called William, and
who. Yeah.
that
Oh, yeah, I
Prime
remember.
Minister, Roger Ap
Yeah.
William, apparently Ap William means son of William, and they would be
Yeah,
about the
yeah.
same-ish age. That would be quite cool. And I really like 73 yards. I hope that comes back around. But I just like it's so it almost feels aggressive that you build up this thing. Because also, why was it snowing? I think Maestro says something along the lines of there's a song hidden inside of you.
There's a hidden song deep inside of you, yeah.
Like all of that, and yet the mum is only important because we think the mum is important. No, we think the mum's important because you've told us the mum's important. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Why is she wearing a fucking hood? Like a cloak?
Exactly. What 15-year-old woman would wear a hood like that?
I actually...
So creepily.
Oh, mate. That pointing thing, right? I actually watched a video where they broke it down. In the first episode, when the doctor actually travels back in time, there's no fucking sign there anyway. Who is she pointing for?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's looking at that? No,
exactly.
It doesn't make any
fucking
sense.
It's like the doctor's going to go and name her. Like the amount of memes of it's embarrassing. The amount of memes
it is
come out
actually
as well.
Embarrassing.
Like, oh, you point at like M25, and she's called M25. It's like, oh, it's embarrassing.
It really is. I really like the reunion scene at the end with her mum. I then don't like that it cuts to her mum being part of the family. Like maybe they should have just left that. You know, I don't know. That all felt a little bit rushed for me. Like they've just welcomed her in.
Yeah, I know what you mean, but it just links it together.
I suppose. My last note is just I really, really hope the outfit he's wearing at the end of this episode becomes his sort of permanent doctor outfit, unless he's traveling back in time or something.
Well, I would agree with that. However, I've seen a leaked photo of Series 2 filming, and he's got like a floaty orange coat, and it looks really nice, to be fair.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet. I've seen
like
he's got
David
like a
Tennant type floaty orange coat.
Interesting. You'll have to send me that. I've seen like they're doing another vintage episode, and he's got like a blue suit and a bowler hat on. But I haven't seen this. Yeah, but I haven't seen this. So that's out of 10, I give the finale a 2, I think.
Oh, that low. I guess it has got to be pretty. I mean, do you take it as both parts together and then it evens out at 6 maybe? Because I didn't think part 1 was 10 out of 10.
I don't think it was 10 out of 10. And I also think it can't be 10 out of 10 because it doesn't finish properly.
Well, it does. It's still a good cliffhanger.
It's a good cliffhanger, but it's not answered. So it's all wasted. Also, it's not a good cliffhanger because technically it ends with Susan Triad about to touch the doctor's face, cut to black. Next episode, what does he does? Oh, he just takes a step back. That's how we're getting out of that, is it? Excellent.
Yeah, true. I think a lot of cliffhangers end like that, though, to be fair, don't they?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. It's a solid 2 out of 10 for me. The whole finale, part 1 and part 2, is 2 out of 10.
Say 3, 3.5.
Wow. Well, anyway, Russell, buck your fucking ideas up, mate. Because I don't want that again.
I'm slightly worried that he's continuing the God theme in Series 2, to be fair.
But this is the thing, right? Don't introduce gods and then give us a sci-fi solution. Because this, what do they call it? They call it like magic rope or invisirope or, you know, what? It's the same as the gloves. What does he call his gloves? Intelligent gloves and intelligent rope. That shouldn't be able to beat a god. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it was a normal villain, the Goblin King, for example, he uses the gloves and he uses the rope. Fine. That's just a goblin. I get they tried to make it a bit fantastical, but you can say, really, it's a goblin, it's an alien, same thing. But this is a god. Yeah. He shouldn't be able to just tie a rope. Not even the doctor. Ruby, an earth girl, like a human being, should not be able to tie a rope around a god.
Yeah, that's a good point, to be fair. Like, why didn't, when that even happened, why didn't he just kill them?
Why didn't the fucking, what do they call it? The acolytes or whatever it is, release the smoke and kill them?
Yeah, or at least have killed Ruby to add a bit of drama to the episode.
Why does Sutek literally not move? I don't get it.
it was terrible.
Also, he uses Bonnie Langford to find them, right?
Yeah.
Why did it take so long? He says, I can see all of life.
They're running away, I guess.
Oh, then why did he manage to... I don't know. It, I'm just
I don't
upset
know.
by
I
the
really
whole
don't
thing.
know. Yeah, it was poor. It was very, very poor.
Got to say, though, I'm looking forward to the Christmas special.
It's a Moffat story.
I think I might be a Moffat fan more than a Russell fan at the minute.
I'm verging on agreeing with you, to be fair. I mean, not RTD1. RTD2 I would agree with, but RTD1 is top tier. I think when we're
I don't
reviewing
know,
Matt
man.
Smith's series, well, then we'll find out.
Yeah, exactly. But no, listen,
Yeah.
thanks for coming as always, everybody. Yeah, that's all from us, folks.
Yeah, thank you for
And
listening,
the
guys.
episode goes.